The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
It's a Tuesday. Joining me right now is Zach, the man of the chart, looking at three stocks, moving on news in 3 minutes, hopefully. We never quite make 3 minutes, but we'll try. You're right, Zach.
I'm doing better than you. You're going down, aren't you, with your man flu and everything? It's what a shame.
Yeah. And as we all know, man flu is about 6 to 7 times more powerful than female flu.
I never complain about these things.
No, neither do I. Oh, right. Anyway, Asia Met Resources. They provide an update on the resource evaluation drilling being undertaken as part of the feasibility studies on the Burang Kenan Main, or BKMZ, a copper deposit in central Kalimantan, Indonesia. It looks good. They've drilled 56 holes so far. They've got 62 more holes left to drill, but results are looking good. What do you reckon? Arse!
You love saying that to me, don't you? You just love that. You just can't, that's, I think, if you pick the stock on that basis just to insult me. But
I said that to you even in the street. Arse! Go on.
Right. Breakout, it says breakout today and yesterday through the former October resistance around the 2.75 pence level. So hopefully that will hold as we head towards the long-awaited retest of April resistance through 4 pence and 5 pence. Hopefully that could be hit by January, sometime in January.
Lovely. And I'm talking to Tony later, hopefully, on the podcast. Tony Manini, the manini, the man. All right, so next one is Edenville Energy, EDL. They've announced the first set of results of the company has received from the SGS Laboratories. Ooh, I say. In relation to bulk sampling at the Mkomolu and Namurili deposits. And apparently it's all looking quite good there of their coal deposits from the laboratories. EDL on the chart, what do you reckon?
I think that we had the big event here was in August, where there was one of those rocket launcher moves around the 0.4 level. It's been a very, very ragged story, but shares have actually gradually gone higher. Rising trend channel, which I will be sending you on the daily chart from April, heading towards 0.9 pence. And basically, while we hold above 0.4, I would still be relatively confident that we'll hit 0.9 over the next 2 to 3 months.
Okay, and they've taken a knock of late. They've landed, pretty much. They're not taking off, the share price, in their final year results. So here's the ultimate judge. They've recorded a record number of passengers, 73.1 million, up 6.6% year on year, and with a record load factor. Check out my load factor, baby. Yeah. Anyway, so reflecting EasyJet's resilient...
Right.
Yeah, I'm ill. I'm telling you.
No,
I told you that. I don't like to talk about it, but I am ill. So anyway, apparently they're doing. I haven't looked at the actual figures. The revenue and profit or loss there. But the first few headlines, as all companies, highlight the best bits at the top. So that's all we got here. But it looks okay to me. EZJ, what do you reckon?
EZJ, it really was a shame. I mean, they really didn't want the Brexit, and they said how bad it would be, and it turned out to be even worse than they probably expected. So. Commiserations to them. The shares of support on the way down in June, July, August was around the £10 level, which I'm sure you remember. We've now broken back above that to start November and back above the 50-day average at £9.98 while we're above the 50-day line. I would be an optimist. I would say that we're heading back towards £12 or £13, which would be quite an achievement. But there was a gap down last month in the shares, and the shares have come back to close that and push higher. So looks like a recovery situation.
Yeah, having said that, I'm just looking at the figures now. Total revenue is down 0.4%. Profit before tax for the year, down 28%. That's a lot, isn't it? I mean, I think that's all priced in, though, because they are bouncing today.
They're hit by the currency factor, so that's why that's the problem there. But that's what they warned about, and that's what happened.
It's them boasting about their load factor. They haven't boasted about their profit before tax, have they? Check out our load factor, but they haven't looked at profit before tax. Hey! Anyway.
Exactly.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you, Justin.
I've taken too many painkillers, I think. I'll put them on the website. Cheers, Zach.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.